Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Basement Binge, or welcome to The Basement Binge. If this is your first one, I am really excited to be talking about Miss Marvel, a series on Disney Plus that's only one episode in and I'm already loving. This is going to be a fun series, kind of bringing back something I did for The Mandalorian Season 2 with the Miss Marvel mini. So these are going to be short episodes, not going to have all the traditional segments of The Basement Binge, and just going to be really focused on my enjoyment of this series, Miss Marvel. I'm a huge fan of Miss Marvel. I've been a big fan of her books for a while, and she's been one of my favorite characters for a little while now, and I really, really enjoyed her series that I initially read. So I was looking forward to this TV show, and it did not disappoint. So let's get into it here with the first segment, a little spin on 2 cents. We're going to call it the Miss Marvel Minute, where I literally, for the sake of time, have 1 minute to give you my spoiler-free thoughts about this and what I thought of this episode, starting now.
Kamala, hey!
So completely spoiler-free, I really, really enjoyed this episode. I wasn't sure what we were going to get. Were we going to just get right into it? The trailers reveal that her powers were going to be a little different. How is that going to work out? All those types of things. Is it going to be an origin story? Is she already in her powers? How are they going to manage this character and her story with her family? Who's the villain going to be? All that type of stuff. And they did go the origin story route, and her powers are different. We haven't gotten into that too much, and we'll get into that in a later segment. So far, no complaints, though. The spirit of a Miss Marvel comic, both Kamala's kind of headspace and her imagination is very apparent throughout the series, but also just like the style and the young spirit to it that the comics really captured and the look of it carried over here. The cinematography and editing are super fun. The visual effects and just everything they do really brings out Kamala's imagination in a fantastic way. And that's what I wanted most from this series, because that's what I loved about the character, and they've really brought it over. But that is my 1 minute that I'm going to have to wrap up my Miss Marvel minute. So that's going to bring us to the other segment, which I'm trying to come up with these fun names here. And so this is the next segment, which is called
Kamala
Khan, or
Kamala.
Can't play on her name, obviously. So this segment is going to be two parts. One, what is the thing about the episode that I really enjoyed? And what is the thing about the episode that I didn't? So what did the episode do well, or what can it do and what can't it do? What did it fail to bring that I was hoping for? Maybe the least favorite scene or favorite scene, those types of things. So what Kamala can do is by far bring, and also full spoilers, bring over her imagination. Really, I love the excitement that Kamala has, as like the excitement of being a hero and the excitement of loving heroes, obviously her love for Captain Marvel. And that's just, they really capture that. And she feels like a young teenager who has the big eyes and is excited about things. And I really, really enjoyed that. On top of her daydreaming imagination, like that is a spirit that this character needed. And I'm going to totally mispronounce her name. I'm so sorry. Iman Vellani, who plays Kamala, does such an exceptional job at bringing out Kamala and bringing her to life. Like I said, the cinematography was really fun in the way that it shot her imagination and her disinterest in school and her planning. And the visual style to go along, it really felt like reading a comic. I really, really enjoyed that when she was planning with Bruno to go to the Avenger Con and that little edit montage thing. That was really, really, really fun. And the other thing that this series does well is the relationship surrounding Kamala. The best part of her story that I really enjoyed was her family dynamics, her dynamics with her religion and her culture, and also this dynamic with Bruno and her friendship in high school. And already they have those things rock solid at the center of her story. This is going to be a big part of this character. This is going to be a big part of that story. Bruno, I already love him. He's super fun and is a great... They're already getting at the things that I loved about the relationship between Kamala and Bruno, which is so fun. And obviously everybody saw that little romantic moment, but also just the incredible support that he is and trust that she is to him, and how loving the family is towards him as well, in like a little brother type way. Speaking of her family, her mother and her father, they bring them out so perfectly. Like I said, I've read her books a lot. I reread them a lot, and they bring, and even Amir, her older brother, that entire thing, they just bring out so uniquely. And I really, really like the way that was done, to show the struggle of her being a first generation here in the States and in Jersey, and the difference in culture and extradition and all those difficult aspects that would come with that, being an immigrant, but also just the difficult relationship of a teenager and parents and everything that happens there. And I love that. And the two actors who portray her mother and father do an exceptional job. And again, that relationship is key to Kamala's story, and they're already starting it off on the perfect way. And I like these characters a lot. And it's a difficult relationship to have that teenager who's rebellious against the mother, and they managed it well. The one other thing that I'll say that Kamala can do is that the powers were changed. And this is going to be something that's in the can't section as well as the can section. I'm not too bothered by her powers being different. Some people seem to really be bothered by that. I also like the origin story aspect of it. Like, it was like a 15-minute episode, and we understand her origin. You know, that's all we needed. A lot of this is a newer character. I think her initial introduction was in 2014 or 2015. Within the last 10 years. So there's a lot of people who don't know this character. And so she does need an origin story. I don't think we could just jump right in, but we also don't need the nitty gritty. Obviously she's not an inhuman anymore. That is completely different. Get into that a little bit later. And also her powers are different. Is it like a light thing? Is it a stretchy thing? Who knows? I'm not bothered by it. I'm excited to see what they do. They took those other aspects of Kamala that I really, really liked and brought those over so they can change their powers whoever they need. They're already telling the good story. Her powers, as fun as they were, weren't the interesting part of the story. It was her and her family and her people around her and her difficulty of being a young teenager and her excitement and figuring out who she is. That was the good story, and they tell that well. So what can't this episode do? What does it fail on? First, Nakia, who is Kamala's friend, who's also Pakistani, is not in this episode like at all. She is for like a split second. I don't even think we hear her name. Don't get any introduction to her. And she is another one of those characters that is crucial in Kamala's story and a fantastic character who I love for lots of reasons. And I was disappointed that we didn't get more of her. Obviously she's going to the rest of the season and she's a crucial character to Kamala, but she wasn't in the first episode in any way. The other thing is, what's the antagonist going to be? Obviously, we got something with the Department of Damage Control with that end credit scene. That's going to be interesting. There was a little teaser to her first villain. I forget his name. He was the bird dude, I remember. It will come to me. It was the inventor. That was his name. Thomas Edison Birdman. Yeah, interesting character. And a good comic. You should read it. So I'm wondering if something's going to happen there, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be the Department of Damage Control, like we saw in Spider-Man No Way Home, like we saw in Spider-Man Homecoming initially, that kind of created Adrian Toomes and Vulture. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. The other thing that I'll get into more in the other section is where these powers really come from and the understanding of it. And obviously that's going to be fleshed out as Kamala understands it. We understand the way that Kamala does, and that's one thing that it does do well. But I do have a lot of questions about these powers and what's going to happen. So yeah, that's pretty much this segment. The last thing that I'll say in the cant is that this was a very, very simple story. I didn't have a problem with it. There wasn't a lot to it. This episode is really short because it's a mini episode, and that's intentional, but it's also because there's not a lot packed into this episode. There's a lot of style, and there's a lot of vibrance, and there's a lot of attitude and mood and spirit and energy and characterization that is fantastic and really makes me love it for that, and makes me want to rewatch it. I really have been wanting to just because of the style that it has and kind of the spirit and mood of it, but the story is very simple. It is an origin story. It is an introduction to the characters, naturally so, but it is kind of lackluster. As it ends, you're like, well, that's all that was in there, and there's still a lot to come. But obviously, this is a character who we're going to have around for a while, and I'm already enjoying it, so I'm okay taking my time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So on to the next segment, Binge Points. This is one segment that I could not come up with another name for, but that's okay. These are where I talk about Easter eggs, details, trivia, behind the scenes, whatever. And the first one that I mentioned, there are so many references. The original writers and artists from Ms. Marvel's comics are on a statue at the school. Marvel Zombies, we have the Sloth... Sloth Baby Productions and the Flying Sloth stuffed animal that she has. Obviously her brother, Zombies. I already mentioned that. All the things at AvengerCon referencing to just the humor, Captain America, so much at AvengerCon. It was just a lot of fun. Ant-Man, he has a podcast apparently. He's been on a podcast. It's a lot of fun. To me, the best binge point, though, was when the credits were playing around Jersey City. Also, that's a huge part of the story. Way to bring Jersey City into the story in such a good way. And Circle Q. I'd love to see Circle Q. Speaking of which, that was one thing that I loved, that when she is texting Bruno and the emojis and their texts are in the neon lights and the way that was done, it was fantastic. Also, the music was great in this. I forgot to mention that in the can section. The music was fantastic. So binge point here. Let me get back to what I'm saying. The credits are playing. We're going through Jersey City and we get literally recreations, reprints, if you will, of scenes and drawings and art from the original comics kind of broadcasted over the city in really unique ways. Kind of those iconic drawings that came from the comic. This is the most direct reference to the comics that an MCU has ever had, where it's literally things from the comics. And I love that. I rewatched those credits because I was enjoying it so much and it was rekindling my love that I had for those stories. Makes me want to read those books again because I really, really did enjoy them. But like I said, pretty simple episode. So that's going to wrap up Binge Points. On to the last final segment of these mini episodes, which if you were a longtime listener and you listened to the Mando minis for Mandalorian Season 2, this segment was originally called Hypothesize with Harrison, where I kind of speculated what is going to happen. And I think I did this with WandaVision as well. And it just kind of ruined it for me, where I began to project what I thought I wanted onto it instead of letting the story inform me. And it really ruined my experience with WandaVision. So I'm not doing that time, but you can't help but speculate. So I've renamed the section A Speck of Speculation, because I'm only giving myself a speck. I'm not going to full on hypothesize, just a little bit of speculation, and particularly revolving around Kamala's powers. That amulet bracelet thing really kind of reminds me of the Ten Rings. And man, there's too many thoughts that I forgot to mention. This isn't canon as well. That as Marvel is producing so much content, there are so many things happening that it's going to be easy to forget about setups when they're paid off. If you've seen the end of Shang-Chi, there is a little kind of snippet where they reveal that these 10 rings, these bracelets that he wears, are really old and that's how they have power. Is that what this little bracelet that Kamala wears is related to? Are they kind of sharing something? How is this connected into the other things happening in the MCU? Obviously, that's going to come and nothing has to be completely right. I love that they're telling an individual story for Kamala. I don't need her in the Avengers constantly. Just as a whole, in everything that's happening with Marvel right now, there's so many things being set up. I wonder how long it will take for things to be paid off. Obviously, we know that Kamala is going to be in the Captain Marvel sequel, The Marvels. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, is that similar to Shang-Chi and what's going on there? What's happening? Also, what are her powers? Is it light? Is it plasma? Is it photon? Is it stretching? Obviously, she has that stretchability, but then her hand shatters. Like, what is her power? I don't really know. I think we're going to get... The other thing is, I wonder, is a weakness of hers going to be that when she takes that bracelet off, she loses her power, or does she have them all the time? I'm very excited to see what happens there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not going to speculate any more than that. Like I said, there's only speck of speculation, and this is a mini episode. So thank you for joining me for the first mini episode I've done in a while. Another reason that there are many is I'm in school. I apologize for the sporadic schedule. School is a lot of work, and I'm focusing on that for obvious reasons, but I do really enjoy producing these episodes. So this is a fun way to enjoy a TV series on Disney Plus that I'm really enjoying, and also to enjoy continue creating content for the Basin Binge a little more easily as the semester wraps up. So be sure to subscribe for the Basin Binge for all the other Miss Marvel minis coming out every week. They will be on time every Wednesday or Thursday at the latest. Additionally, if you're enjoying the Obi-Wan series and you want to hear my thoughts on that, you can go check out Matt Goes to the Movies for my thoughts on the Obi-Wan series, or you can check out Matt Goes to the Movies for my thoughts on the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World series. We did that over on his show. Linked below, Matt Goes to the Movies. Additionally, subscribe to the Basin Binge this summer. Matt and Rob from Matt Goes to the Movies are going to be joining me, and we are going to be discussing the Transformers series from Michael Bay. We're going to throw in the original Transformers animated movie and Bumblebee just for the heck of it. But it's the 15-year anniversary of the first Transformer movies from Michael Bay, and I'm stoked. Big fan of that movie. Big fan of that series. Excited to bring Matt and Rob over and to get back to binging, which I haven't done in a while. Things have been crazy. So I'm enjoying Miss Marvel, enjoying Obi-Wan, but definitely subscribe to The Basement. Lots of exciting things coming throughout the year. If you haven't heard enough, my name is Harrison. This is The Basement Binge, and that's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.